time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Amanda McIntosh with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand Counties. And the holidays can be a difficult time for everyone. And, you know, just think to yourself, how difficult could a holiday be for someone that maybe has lost a loved one, and this is their first holiday that they're trying to get through without them. Amanda's going to help us with some self-care tips to get through the holiday, what we can do to help those people get through the holiday as well. And then, you know, it's always okay to continue with some of those traditions, maybe start some of your own. And we'll talk a little bit about that as well. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Dave.
We always enjoy it when you come in because it's always a good conversation. And I really appreciate you taking out the time. So
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Let's talk about how, you know, the holidays really affect different people in different ways. And as you said, one of the things that we always talk about when you come in is everyone grieves in different ways, and it can be very difficult for those that may have lost a loved one in the last year.
Absolutely. You know, everybody grieves differently, and however you grieve is okay, and everybody grieves in their own time. So there's no expectation of when they'll quote unquote be over the loss of their loved one or that they're handling it inappropriately, because everybody's going to take on that grief differently. And so I think it's important just to remind the area, you know, the state, whatnot, that losing somebody, whether it be to suicide, opioid overdose, or even COVID, natural causes, grieving is going to happen in its own time, and people can find ways to move through that grief in a healthy way.
And really, you know, we talk about, it seems like every time you come in, we're talking about a different form of self-care and taking time out for ourselves. And
because self-care is limitless.
It
right?
really is. It can be anything.
It's so individualized to what brings joy to you and what makes you feel grounded, what makes you feel okay with the day, whether that be meditating or journaling or going for a walk, doing exercise. It could be, there's a plethora of options for self-care. My idea of self-care is going to be completely different than your idea of self-care, and that's okay too.
That's right. And mine came from you.
Oh,
you know,
well,
it's all about,
I'm glad to know that my tips and tricks are coming
in handy.
It's
all about taking just 30 seconds when you pull into your parking, into your driveway.
Yeah.
30 seconds.
Reset.
And
reset.
Just reset, because now you're home.
Yes.
So anything can be self-care.
Absolutely. I 100% agree. And, you know, sometimes when people are going through the holidays for the first time after a loss, again, it doesn't matter what kind of loss, you're grieving regardless. And so they are inundated with this internal conflict of, I'm sad, but they're making me laugh, or I shouldn't be this happy without my loved one. You feel like you're betraying your loved one because you're enjoying the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, things like that. And I just want to affirm to everybody that it is 100% okay to have conflicting emotions at the same time. You can be sorrowful and missing your loved one, but still be able to partake in the moment and be in the present with the ones that are still here with you and love on them and sing Christmas carols partake in family games or whatever your family tradition is. It's okay to have those conflicting feelings at the same time.
And just do what you need to do to get through. That's what's important.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And for people in our lives that know that our loved one is going through the holidays for the first or even second time, being able to put forth the effort to reach out to them when they may not be ready or able to reach out to you, going that extra mile for those that we love to bring them into the family unit, to bring them into our friendship circles, make them feel included, make them feel loved and worthy of that love, is really important too.
And I think the one thing that you brought up before we came on was, you know, the holidays, a lot of people have different traditions for the holidays.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And you know what? You should totally keep doing those traditions, like you were saying.
If it brings you joy, right? If it's going to be a triggering situation or you're going to be reliving a trauma or some sort, then definitely put it aside and maybe create a new tradition that's special for your new adventure moving forward. that's healing too, because you're taking the past and what you loved about the past, but you are honoring it by bringing it forward with something new.
And yes, don't be afraid to start new traditions ever.
Ever. I think another point is, you know, going into the holiday season, we need to be able to be prepared. We want to be prepared with what the holiday season means, because it is a family time. It is an opportunity for people to travel and to be together. And that can be very burdensome if you are in the middle of your grief journey, right? So being prepared going into the holidays with a plan, especially if this is your first year of experiencing the holidays without your loved one, know, set, and respect your limits and boundaries. It is okay to say no when you are invited to go to a Christmas party or a New Year's Eve party. It's okay. People will understand, and they won't think any less of you. They won't think of you as a burden. They won't think that you are trapped in your grief. It's okay for you to have those expectations, but also to have expectations for yourself. Know that it's going to be a hard time of year. Know that it's going to be completely different than you've ever experienced in your life, and have a strategy to work through the emotions, whether that be giving yourself a timeout if things start getting overwhelming. One thing that I saw the other day, which I loved, is creating a hand signal or something of some sort with your family, so that when you are becoming overwhelmed within a party or something, you can give the high sign and they know that you just need a minute to step away, that you've reached your brink and that you need to reset. Something like that could totally be the difference between a full-on breakdown in the middle of the holidays versus being able to work through your grief and the holidays at the same time.
And I think that some of the things that we need to discuss here as well is, you know what, maybe there's ways to remember that person or to think about that person and to make sure that, you know, that person is not forgotten. They'll never be forgotten. There's different ways that you can do things like that.
Absolutely. So how to honor your loved ones during this time of year. There's a plethora of options out there. A couple of them that I like is the greatest honor that you can give to your loved one is to take care of yourself. And that, again, goes back to that self-care, right? Even if you have to schedule that self-care, make sure that you're doing it. But you can light a candle, and it doesn't have to be a physical candle that you're lighting. It could be a battery-operated candle that maybe you light every evening at dinner or whatever the case may be. You can make or buy a special ornament to honor that loved one. I like the idea of writing a letter to our loved one and getting everything that we want to say, whether it's out of anger or strife or just complete heartbreak, that you're getting it all out on paper. Something about seeing our words physically on paper can be very healing for us, right? You could cook their favorite meal. You could dedicate some time at a family meal where everybody goes around and shares a favorite story of their loved one so that they are included. My favorite thing to do is to just simply set a place for your loved one so that they are there in spirit, and they're taking up space for where they should be. Right.
It's very, very symbolic.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. You know, you can also, you know, for like New Year's, writing down all of your regrets of what you wanted to say or could have said or should have said or whatever, writing it all down and then setting it aflame. And as if to say you are starting the new year with a clean slate and that you're not bringing these heavy feelings into the new year with you, because the new year is a perfect time for healing and growth and moving through that journey.
All right, Amanda, if anybody needs, you know, help or is looking for information or things like that, how can they get a hold of you or get some help with this?
Absolutely. So I'm available at the health department. My telephone number is 435-636-1153. You can also reach out to the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand County's Facebook page. I manage that page, so I'm always available on that messenger. And for anybody that's looking for something, you know, we have the Hope Festival coming up. We have International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day coming up. Both great opportunities to be together with your family and start those new traditions, but also move through some grief cycles as well. So that's always a possibility. Or come down and see me at the health department.
All right. So we're going to get you in one more time before Christmas and the new year and cover some more of these things, because this, we've talked in the past, this is probably one of the worst times of year when it comes to things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you're reminded of your loved one every day in the, you know, their favorite Christmas Christmas song or their favorite Christmas tradition, things that you have incorporated into your life that may not have been a part of your life before they were. And losing anybody is hard. And like I said, it doesn't necessarily have to be a suicide death or opioid overdose death or whatever kind of death. You are okay to experience that grieving process in your way, in your time. And I just want to make sure that everybody feels supported in that.
All right. So once again, I'm speaking with Amanda McIntosh of the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand Counties. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.